The major danger of these vaccines is that they cause self-destruction. All right? Self-destruction. It is satanic. Oof. It is pure evil.
Your body starts attacking itself from the time you get injected. Is that correct?
Yes.
Explain.
Look, your cell
there you go.
Makes a protein. Fragments of this protein, like sawdust, are going to be put out in front of the front of your cell. Circles, triangles, these are bits and pieces of that protein. These bits and pieces are going to be recognized by your so-called killer lymphocytes. 1, 2, 3. These are clones that have locks that fit the keys, the circle, the triangle, the rectangle. Now, if they see this cell and the locks fit the keys, these cells are going to try to kill this cell. This is called immune attack. The wonderful thing is that if these fragments are fragments of what you are yourself producing, your cells, then these killer lymphocytes are going to be silenced throughout life. They will not attack your own cells. This is what one calls self-tolerance. That was what you were born with. But if the cells see something in red that is created by non-self foreign proteins, like the proteins of the coronavirus, the flu virus, the measles virus, whatever you want, they will attack and try to kill the cells that produce these proteins. Now, the great question in science 60 years ago was, are these locks that are produced by cells that see the fragments of non-self and the locks that are produced by cells that see yourself, are they created because of instruction, meaning that these foreign proteins of viruses tell the cells to make the locks that fit the keys? Or is it so that the locks are created haphazardly by chance? God says, do it. It's like lottery. And if you create a lock that happens to see this key, it will bind, and then this cell will be destroyed. And the answer that came decades ago, that anyone can read about in any textbook of immunology, unfortunately, I was not one of the discoverers of this, because if I had discovered this, I would now be a multimillionaire sitting on Nobel Prizes. They found out, my colleagues whom I revere, that the creation of locks that see non-self and the creation of locks that see self is just chance. It's haphazard. It just happens, okay? Now, the next wonderful thing that was discovered was that if you have locks that see your own keys, these killer lymphocytes are going to be silenced throughout life, put somewhere so that they can do no mischief and harm. Therefore, every child that is born today, yesterday and tomorrow is born with locks and lymphocytes that will always recognize non-self, which is essentially all the viruses, anything you want to say. Now, when these cells recognizing non-self spring into action, let us say a child has a coronavirus infection. The infected cells build the virus protein. The virus protein has fragments on the surface of this cell. The activated lymphocytes are going to now call on the brothers and sisters, which are the B cells. And the B cells will now make antibodies. These are antibodies that will see not the fragments, but the total protein, like the spike fragment of the coronavirus on the cell. And then what happens is a dual attack of the two major armed forces of the immune system. First, the killer lymphocytes that will recognize the fragments, attack and kill the cell. Second, the antibodies that will bind to the finished protein that is produced by the cell. And these antibodies are going to recruit the second arm of the immune system, which is called complement. And the complement system is going to attack these cells and also kill them. Now you see that this arrow is much bigger than this, because killing by killer lymphocytes is silent death. But killing by complement and antibodies is violent death. This is what causes massive inflammation and massive tissue destruction. Tissue destruction. I actually had the great fortune to discover how complement killed cells. And that was what set me off on my career and what brings me to you today. But that is another story. Now, look at this. A vessel. This is blood in the middle. One is the intact vessel wall, as you and I have. Now you have to realize that our vessels pervade throughout our bodies, and the cells that line these vessels inside are the most abundant cells in your body. Now, two, this is the injected gene-based vaccine. Why is the gene-based vaccine in the blood? Question mark. Because, as we all should know, if you inject these packages of genes into your muscle, a large part is going to enter the bloodstream. There's no way to prevent this. And anyone who defies this is lying. They are lying. It is now known that in animals and in man, those injectables are going to enter the bloodstream. When they enter the bloodstream, they are bound to bind to and enter the cells that line your vessel wall. Why? Because once anything is in your bloodstream, any big particle like these damn vaccines, they will never be able to leave the bloodstream again. your bloodstream. These are canals that are the wonder of God. They're a network that are absolutely impenetrable. You cannot get out of the bloodstream. That's why, of course, you don't have your proteins seeping out into your tissues. You don't have those blood cells coming out into your skin. You don't see them. They can't get out, okay? Now, when these genes, packages, enter the cells, then the cells will start making this damn virus protein, which is called the spike. But let me tell you, this is going to happen to any mRNA or gene-based vaccine. Those packages are going to cause your cells in the blood vessels to create this protein. And this protein is going to be a foreign non-self protein that is going to be recognized by any antibodies that you have. And these antibodies are going to be there after the first injection. 10 days after the first injection, these antibodies are going to be there. They're going to bind. They're going to cause complement to attack the vessel wall. And moreover, of course, the killer T lymphocytes are also going to attack the vessel wall. And so the vessel walls are going to come under dual attack by the entire immune system. This never happens otherwise. If your vessels are attacked, and I'm talking about large vessels, medium-sized vessels, small vessels, the smallest vessels in all the organs of your body, what is going to happen? Those vessels are going to become leaky, and these genes are going to leak out into the organs and seed. They are going to become the seeds of autoimmune attack by these mechanisms of nerve cells, heart cells, liver cells, pancreas cells, any cells you want. And moreover, whenever you scratch on the tissues of your cell walls and injure them, there are going to be blood clots. I think almost 2 years ago, were warning everyone that blood clots are going to occur throughout the body. And this is what is happening now. So you simply cannot prevent the blood clotting. You cannot prevent these genes seeping out, leaking out into the tissues, planting the seeds for autoimmune attack. And look at this. These are the vessels of your brain. The brain. This is a microcast, okay? So you see vessels going throughout the brain tissue. And the smallest vessels are the capillaries. They are like hairs. They are bringing oxygen to the brain cells of your brain. Now listen, 4 minutes is the most that a brain cell can survive without oxygen. If any of these vessels is clogged because of a thrombus or because it's injured, the cells that are being supplied by oxygen are going to die. You know, this is not difficult. Any child in school must be able to understand this. Even the CDC, the FDA, even whoever you want, Biden, must understand this, that if a single capillary, small vessel, is clogged, the brain cells that are being fed are going to die. And the thing is that there are two organs in your body that cannot replace or repair the damage. This is the brain and the heart. So if these tiny vessels in the brain or the heart are damaged, you are damaged for life. You will never be the same again. The damage to the vessels and the small and smallest vessels may, but does not, have to happen in every organ. So if it happens in the lung, if it happens in the liver, if it happens blah, 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 where the cells can regenerate, you've been lucky. But if it happens in the brain, you've been unlucky. Okay? Oh, and if it happens in the heart, you've also been unlucky. Like the person, and now I'm going to present to you the first paper in the literature that has shown that a man who died of unknown causes following the third injection in the brain. Now, what you see here is a section through the brain. And this is the front brain, and this is another part of the brain, which is called the nucleus ruber, which are separated. Now, the exciting thing about this study is that Michael Mertz, who is the author, the sole author of this paper — I have nothing to do with this paper, I have nothing to do with it, okay? He did this examination and he found that in multiple parts of the brain of this deceased man, he found the same thing, which was the expression of the damned spike protein, which is in brown yellow.
I see
the expression of the spike in the capillaries, in the smallest vessels of the brain.
So if these shots make it to the brain, your brain is been damaged and there's no repair.
No repair, because these are the vessels. They're not the brain cells. These are the vessel cells. All right. And what he found was that these vessel cells were attacked by the immune system and destroyed. And what he found was that in the brain tissue surrounding these cells, there was irrefutable evidence of brain cell damage. So, my God, you know, 2 and 3 are cells that are dead and dying. Brain cells of this damn poor fellow. He died because his brain cells were dying. They were dead. And now, let me tell you something. The same patient who died of unknown causes, but who had this so-called multifocal, meaning at many different localizations, multifocal, necrotizing, meaning dying, encephalitis, meaning the brain cells were dead and dying. You know, he had the typical things that are being seen now in people post-vax. They lose their personality, they lose their minds, they lose their capacity to think, they become dement, They can't hear, they can't speak, they can't see. They are no longer the humans that they were. They are destroyed human beings. Their brains are destroyed. Now, I'm going to close with this. This man, at the same time, when Michael Mertz looked into his heart, he found something that was so terrible that he had to publish this. And this was published on the 1st of October in Vaccine, which is a leading scientific journal, peer-reviewed, and they accepted the paper straight off. So the paper can be seen and read by every one of you, everyone. And I beseech you, read it. Because we found that apart from these horrible things that were happening in the brain, the same things were happening in the heart, or has happened in the heart of the same patient. What he saw and what you see here, here and here, are two capillaries of the heart. These are the smallest vessels that expressed these damned, devil-designed spike proteins, which you see in brown-yellow. This is damning. It means that the gene that the perpetrators have injected into billions of people reach the vessels of the brain and the heart, are expressed there, and are killing people. They are killing people in the most terrible, terrifying, tormenting way. Look at this. This is the myocardium of that man who died from unknown causes after the third vaccine injection. These are heart muscles. They are red. The yellows are islands of dead cells.
Oh.
Scars. In a 77-year-old who never had anything to do with his heart, but his muscle was simply bedridden with scars. These scars were microscopic. Do you understand this? No one would have seen him if they hadn't opened up his heart and looked at these damn scars. How could the scars have come to be? Because that damned vaccine had been injected into his blood, caused his vessels to become leaky, caused the vessels to let that seep into his muscles. These are his muscles. Red. In between, these are the islands of so-called normal muscle, but they were not normal. In these normal islands, Michael Mertz found dead and dying heart muscle cells. These are number 3 and 4. And you go and look at this publication that is available to everyone in the world now. It's so damning. So damning. How can you go on talking about this? How can you go on without stopping this madness, this criminality? Stop Biden, stop FDA, stop CDC, stop the WHO. They are killing millions, and soon it's going to be billions of people on this planet, because they are now trying to introduce mRNA vaccines for everything on Earth, everything. Measles, mumps, hepatitis, flu, you name it, you have it.
Nico Yeaton says that this is a genocide, that this is criminal. And you've said the same thing. It's genocide, it's criminal. Explain.
I am afraid to say, up until 1.5 years ago, I would never understand this. But now that I see what is going on, I have to admit that those colleagues and friends of mine who have been telling me that this is genocide may be right. They may be right. I don't know, but I feel in my mind that there can be no other agenda. There is no other explanation. There is no other explanation. Because it is clear that these vaccines, the gene-based vaccines, first of all, are not needed because we are not dealing with a killer virus that is destroying mankind. Anyone who says otherwise is obviously lying to your face. Second, it is obvious that these so-called vaccines could never ever have protected against infection because the antibodies are not there where they are needed, first. Second, because the resistance and the immunity to these viruses is not antibody based. It is based on T cells that are present in every human being. And third, and the worst, is that these gene-based vaccines are the most terrible instruments that have ever been introduced into the human body to destroy humans, starting from the mind, going to the heart, going to the organs, and to the entire body. And these vaccines are going to destroy mankind.
Do you think that the totals will end up in the you said it's millions already, and you suspect it will end up being billions of people killed by these vaccines. Is that your statement?
Well, if the boosters continue, my answer is, I'm afraid so.
You're saying that people should just get together and put an end to it now?
Yes. Immediately. Get rid of the CDC, the FDA, the WHO. They are killing you.